And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
We're only a couple of days into the new year, and already the war rhetoric is heating up. We got a back and forth about a nuclear button. And as we've got Kim Jong-un and President Trump comparing the size of their buttons, contemplating their buttons, I guess the rest of us can bend over and kiss our behinds goodbye if they start something. We're going to talk about the empire comes back. What is going on with the total focus on the Middle East? I'm going to talk about what's going on with Pakistan, with the Palestinians. Yeah, I'm glad to see that our aid is being cut to these people. Good to see that. I'm glad that $255 million that's being given to Pakistan may be cut. They got about $1 billion last year in terms of aid. So, yeah, let's cut that. But let's cut the other 75%. Let's put America first. Let's solve the problems here in America. We've got problems with infrastructure, obviously. We got problem with taxes. We got problems with deficits. The Democrats just discovered there's this thing called the deficit and a cumulative debt after doubling what every administration president in the past, since the beginning of the Republic, had accumulated in debt, $10 trillion accumulated debt. They doubled that in 8 years of Obama. You never heard a peep out of them about the deficit. But boy, you have a tax cut from President Trump and they go apoplectic. Well, let's start cutting some of the spending. And we can start by cutting the spending that we're giving to foreign countries. Foreign countries that don't support our policies, foreign countries that don't like us, foreign countries that harbor terrorists. And while we're at it, let's take a look at DACA. Maybe we should realize that maybe we've got like a PACA, maybe Pakistan. Accountability here that we need to have. But when we look at foreigners and the money that we're giving to foreigners, how much money are we giving to the dreamers at the expense of American dreamers who come here? We're going to take a look at that coming up in this broadcast, as well as updates into what's going on in Iran, what's going on with Julian Assange. We're going to look at the latest push about transgender people in the military. As Breitbart correctly pointed out, this is going to create a constitutional crisis if we don't do something about it. This is something that, again, as we look at these issues, as the left uses the court system and the federal government to push forward their social agenda, regardless of what the legal process or procedures are, saying, we don't really care about the 10th Amendment. We're going to define marriage at the federal government, and it's not even going to be done by the legislature. It's going to be done by court systems, by the Supreme Court, who's going to dictate a new definition of marriage for all states. They don't have the power to do that. They're supposed to be there as referees about what's in the Constitution. They have no clue or interest in what's in the Constitution. They know what's in the Constitution. They just don't care. And so for them to come in and say, we're going to define marriage, regardless of what your definition of marriage is, that created a constitutional crisis. People on both sides of the issue who are honest about it, who really cared about the rule of law, pointed that out. Now we have another one coming up because they are so interested in pushing the transgender agenda, they are willing to, again, ignore the role of the president under Article 3 as commander-in-chief and say that the courts are going to say who can be in the military and who can't. There is no constitutional right for everybody to be in the military. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution, there is no constitutional right to have a standing military permanently there. There was in the Constitution a reason to have a permanent Navy and some soldiers as part of that Navy. They were called Marines. They were always there as part of a professional corps that was essentially there to protect our borders. Imagine that quaint, archaic idea that we would protect our borders from invasion. And what is it when we have open borders? And people can come from any country that they wish, in any numbers that they wish, without our approval, without our consent. That is nothing short of an invasion. And we don't have the forces to repel that. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight on this January the 3rd, 2018.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this January the 3rd, 2018. We've got a lot of people talking about war, talking about civil unrest, talking about regime change. Virtue signaling coming from conservatives in the White House about censorship in Iran. Give me a break. How about we do something about complaining about censorship here in America? The fact that we got social media not being shut down by the government, but social media acting as the arbiters of speech here. And doing so at the behest of the former administration. So that's something that needs to change. Let's get serious about that. And as we look at Iran, and we'll get to that in a minute, it's just amazing to me that I don't hear anybody talking about the 2009 color revolution, the green revolution that was pushed forward by the Obama State Department and George Soros. Now, maybe those aren't the same people that are involved in Iran. And I understand, I see the pictures of the women pulling off their hijabs and waving them in defiance of the Ayatollahs. I know that there are a lot of people who don't like to live under that system. Who would? Who would? Iran used to be a secular state under the Shah, but it had its problems. And that was a regime that was put in 1953 by the CIA. And then we put in the Shah of Iran, who had his secret police, the Savak, trained by the CIA to torture people. So they rebelled against that system. It was a corrupt system. They saw it correctly as coming from America, but then they jumped out of the frying pan and into the fire. They got something that was even worse, and now they're rebelling against that. So I understand the desire of people to be free, and I stand with people's desire to be free, and I understood that with Ukraine, but nevertheless, you understand that Ukraine was also something that was created by George Soros. Why is that not being talked about in Iran? Well, because it doesn't suit the purpose of the American military-industrial complex. So when we look at this back and forth with Iran, I mean, North Korea that's going on, maybe this is helping. Maybe the, my button is bigger than your button stuff. Maybe that is going to help. We've got some movement apparently from Kim Jong-un trying to reach out to South Korea. Whether he really wants to stop his missile program or if he's just trying to get South Korea on his side because they don't want to see a war, right on their border. That's still to be determined. So we have the back and forth yesterday we had Kim Jong-un tweeting that he has a big nuclear button that is always on his desk. But I would like to talk to South Korea, and I would like to come to the Winter Olympics. But then he threatens the United States, so President Trump threatened him back and says, my button is bigger than your button, and my button works. Okay. But maybe that's the way you need to talk to the little fat man. I don't know. I think that was President Trump's best tweet of 2018 when Kim Jong-un made some comment about him being a senile old man or something. He goes, I think that was very unfair. I'd never call him a little fat man. But it's also kind of reminiscent of the first nuclear bombs that we had. You know, we had Little Fat Man was one of them, I think, something along that line. And then we had our ambassador from the Never Trump military industrial complex, Nikki Haley, one of the people you can always count on to try to stir up war, to try to stir up regime change, is out there hurling threats again, warning North Korea against staging another missile test, and said that Washington would not take any talks between North and South Korea seriously if they did not do something to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. And so as they're looking at this, the result of all this may be positive. Maybe positive. We'll have to wait and see. We've had talks in the past, as I pointed out yesterday. There were talks the South had suggested, hey, let's get together and let's talk about not only the weapon situation, but reunifying the families that have been split between North and South Korea. That never happened back in July. Is it going to happen now? Well, North Korea has now said, we would like to have some talks in the Peace Village, which is a little town that they put in the demilitarized zone. Let's go and talk at the Peace Village. And now they stepped it up today after the back and forth with the button comparisons. And North Korea said that they have now opened up the long-closed border hotline with South Korea. They did that yesterday, hours after President Trump's tweet. So maybe that is having something of an effect. Maybe they are concerned that Trump's button is bigger than the little fat man's and his works. We'll have to wait and see. And as the State Department comes out and says, well, North Korea might be trying to drive a wedge of some sort. They might be trying to say to the South Koreans, hey, you know, would you rather not have a nuclear war? Maybe that is an effective strategy. I don't know. But I think we would all rather not have a nuclear war. But again, we'll have to wait and see. Meanwhile, we have New York City getting serious about terrorism. They're spending $50 million to erect barriers to prevent terrorism. And these are going to be 1,500 sidewalk barriers because they saw vehicle attacks. Typical thinking, isn't it? Oh, we see somebody attack somebody with a gun. Let's ban all guns. Oh, we got somebody that's run over people deliberately with a car. They're going to call for the banning of cars. But right now, they're starting out with sidewalk barriers. Okay, that's fine. They're doing something. But you know what? Next time, they might come up with a knife and start stabbing people, because that's the other thing that they do. You're going to ban all knives? What are you going to do about that? Or axes? That's the other way that the Islamic terrorists like to conduct themselves. This coming from the area where all these politicians are so resistant to the idea of being careful about who we let come into our country. Here's an idea, New York City. Instead of putting up barriers on your sidewalks, how about if we put up some kind of barrier to entry, unless we can vet who these people are? Maybe we should build a wall. Maybe that might even be more financially reasonable than trying to put barriers on all of our sidewalks, anticipating not only where they're going to attack, but how they're going to attack. See, the problem, just like with gun control, are people. The problem is people. And we have to have a way to defend ourselves, and we have to have a way to defend our borders. And this is something that the liberals just will not embrace, the whole idea that we cannot have open borders and still be secure as a people. It is absolute insanity to continue to go on and to attack these strategies that are being used by the people who are here as criminals. All right, so we're into 2018. I got about 2 minutes left here. I wanted to go down through some political obituaries because already we're just 2 or 3 days into 2018. We've already had several big-name politicians bite the dust, and we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment. Maybe in the time that we've got left, I'll talk about this thing with Julian Assange. You know, we haven't heard from him since New Year's Eve, when he tweeted out a very cryptic key. He put out a key, and then he also put a link to a music video by Mia, also listed as Missing in Action, MIA. It was called Paper Planes. And as part of that music, it had some very interesting lyrics that have had people speculating as to whether or not Julian Assange had some kind of a dead man kill switch there. That, you know, you could put something up that if you don't continually shut it down, if you just get grabbed and you disappear, then a prepared tweet would go out. Maybe that's what happened. I mean, when you look at what is in this particular music video, some of the lyrics, I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. Pirates, skulls and bones, sticks and stones and weed and bong, running when we hit them, lethal poison for the system. Doesn't really rhyme, but anyway. Third world democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB, so no funny business. Are you ready, all? We'll talk about what that may possibly mean and what QAnon thinks that it may possibly mean when we come back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The possible fate of Julian Assange. What is this cryptic tweet that we haven't heard from him now for over 3 days? The New Year's Eve tweet that came out. We have an article speculating what may be behind this. And I just talked about some of the lyrics. We're also going to take a look at the political obituaries. We've already had several big figures face their political death here just 2 days into the new year. Before we get back to the news, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've extended our specials, our end of the year, New Year's specials have been extended. We have 50% off most of our most popular products, and we have 67% off our silver bullet, colloidal silver, and we are running out fast, but we have free shipping on these sales as well. Big savings. Great way for you to start your New Year's out, putting your health and your family's health up front. Myco ZX is now back in stock. 25% off and free shipping. Some of our most popular products, as I mentioned, 50% off, like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's our vitamin and mineral drink mix. You don't have to take a lot of pills. It's a great way to take them. It tastes great. That is 50% off plus free shipping. All those products, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, all the Super Blue products, that's our toothpaste as well as mouthwash, that not only does not have fluoride in it, it has the good iodine, the good halogen iodine, and it has nano silver. Those combine to kill bacteria in your mouth that cause gum disease that leads to tooth loss and to heart disease. Very important, and it tastes great. 50% off and free shipping is a great time to try Super Blue toothpaste. Also, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off. DNA Force, still 33% off plus free shipping. That is a massive discount. It's a very premium product, very expensive to produce, and 33% off is a big savings on that. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off our most popular products and free shipping right now, and we thank you for your support. All right, I was just talking about Julian Assange. Everybody is speculating, has he been abducted? Some people are saying, well, maybe he's got a deal. Maybe he's worked out a deal. That's what some people are reading into what QAnon put out. And as I mentioned before, the lyrics, all he had was a key, a large crypto key that he published, and a link to a video. I talked about the Paper Planes video, some of the lyrics on it. I fly like paper. I get high like planes. Catch me at the border. I got visas in my name. Talking about things like a third world democracy. That wouldn't be talking about the United States, would it? kind of a third world democracy with nukes. Says, yeah, I got more records than the KGB. So no funny business. Are you ready, everybody? And even referencing Skull and Bones and some of the lyrics. So what is behind that? We don't know. There was a cryptic pronouncement on Christmas Day by QAnon. And again, that would be about a week before all this happened. And people have been asking, is Julian Assange about to be set free? All right. Well, you know, when I look at this, this thing from QAnon, it is about as cryptic as that message from Julian Assange. And I'm not ready to jump in on either side of this thing. I think it's very strange what Assange did. But, of course, there's been a lot of strange stuff. His account was shut down for a couple of days around the Christmas break as well. And so there's some things in this information from QAnon. And he's got some numbers there. Operational Windows 5, 6, F Delta, C 25, 26, secured floor is yours. Twitter, kill rogue, CONF, white. I don't know what that means. Now, some people have put forward some ideas of what it might be. They're looking at kind of numerology and saying, well, let's assign numbers to this. And if we do that, then some of these would translate to the letters JA, which are the initials of Julian Assange. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch to try to get the date out of this stuff, saying that because he's got a 5 and a 6, maybe he's going to be leaving January the 5th and 6th. Or even going into the CONF white, thinking that maybe that means confirmed and that he's going to Switzerland because Switzerland's national flag is a white cross against a red background. I would ask then, why doesn't it say CONF for confirmed and say white, red? I mean, if it's a two-color flag, why would you put white twice? So I'm not really buying into that. I would be more likely to come down, as a pessimist, I would be more likely to come down on the side of Julian Assange having been kidnapped. I'm always looking at that likelihood more than I am afraid, looking at that as being more reasonable than the intelligence services starting to act reasonable. Or the fact that maybe somebody in government decides that, hey, this would be a great idea if we tell our citizens what's going on. Not even at City Hall are you going to get anybody in current government to tell you what's going on. Everybody in government. It used to be that it was just the CIA and people of that ilk. They say, well, if I tell you, I'm going to have to kill you. Everybody acts that way now. Everybody. It doesn't matter who they are. I mean, they could be the, chief inspector for the garbage collectors, and they're not going to tell you anything. They all act like they're with the CIA. I have absolute contempt for the citizens of this country to know anything about what is going on anywhere. Which makes you ask, in the words of Eric Schmidt, the immortal words of the former chairman of Google, and also now the former chairman of Alphabet, who stepped down, he used to say, well, what are you worried about if you've got nothing to hide, right? That's what I would ask the government. But, of course, we know that they have plenty to hide. They're always hiding things from us. And let's take a look at the political obituaries. As I said already, you know, everybody likes to look at how many people died and look back in 2017. Let's talk about the people who've already died this year politically. We've had Al Franken actually resigned. So there you go. 50% of the people, all of us who thought that he was going to use this as a bluff to stay in, maybe that bluff disappeared when they rigged the election against Roy Moore. So he had to leave. I guess that was his ace in the hole to try to stay in. Say, hey, if he's going to stay in, I can stay in too. Regardless of the fact that there was no question about what Al Franken did, and there were a lot of questions about what Roy Moore did, and that would have been a referendum by the voters after that came to light. Nevertheless, Michelle Bachmann is now saying she's considering running for Franken's seat in Minnesota when it comes up for election. But, of course, he'll be replaced by a Democrat because it's a Democrat governor who will be making that temporary replacement. Here's another obituary. We've had Orrin Hatch announced that he is retiring, and it looks like it's going to be Mitt Romney coming back. Everybody's saying, well, you know, Romney is going to be the guy who's going to be there. We've been talking about this as rumors were floated that Orrin Hatch would retire because he's 83 years old, that he would not run again. But many people are very concerned about Mitt Romney, and rightfully so. He was the establishment's hedge in case Barack Obama didn't win. He was the hedge to make sure that we got Obamacare. It would have been called Romneycare. Romneycare, which Mitt Romney put together with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts, was essentially the same as Obamacare. And then yesterday, we had, as soon as this was announced, Mitt Romney tweets his congratulations to Orrin Hatch and then updates his Twitter location from Massachusetts to Utah. He just moved yesterday to Utah on Twitter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat wheat from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Okay, that's the song that tweeted out with Julian Assange's long crypto key. That's why I read the lyrics to you. You probably, unless you know the song, you probably don't know what those lyrics are, even having listened to it. But there are some interesting things there that have to do with people flying out of an area, having a passport, having more records than the KGB. And kind of taunting people with that is in terms of are you ready for this? So the question is he been finally given asylum? Has he worked out a deal? Is the Trump administration going to recognize the fact that yes, we do need to have some transparency in government? Or is it maybe more likely that this is a dead man switch? I don't know. We'll just wait and see. Or maybe it's just the kind of stuff that's typically happening with Julian Assange. Been a lot of disappearances from Twitter and so forth that we've seen over time. So we'll just have to wait and see. All right, let's talk about New Year's for some people in Georgia. It turned out to be a bit different than it was for some of the people in California, where they celebrated the legalization of marijuana on New Year's Day, and you had CNN and NBC competing to show how many reporters could smoke a joint live on air to celebrate that. As I said, you know, it's prohibition that is the problem. And as I mentioned yesterday, and I kind of wish we had the clip of it. I forgot to talk to the staff and say, let's get a clip of that pastor who was talking on Fox News. But I came in yesterday morning as I was getting my Wake Up America coffee, which is what I have every morning. And it's a great coffee, by the way. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. But getting away from the product placement here, which wasn't intentional. But as I have coffee every morning and whatever is playing on the television, usually it's Fox News in the background. They had a lady there, and she was talking to a pastor about marijuana. He said, this is awful. He says, I'm a recovered drug addict. And he said, I think that marijuana was my gateway drug, and marijuana and alcohol are gateway drugs for most people, is what he was saying. And I looked at that, and I thought, you know, I understand what he's saying. And you know, I don't even think that you ought to be comparing alcohol to marijuana in terms of its toxicity, in terms of its addictive rates. Most people have classified, who are experts in addiction, have classified alcohol as the most toxic substance. Maybe there's some synthetic stuff that's been created now in the wake of our 46, now it's 47 year, failed experiment in the war on drugs. You know, they just keep getting more and more concentrated, just like they did, as a matter of fact, during alcohol prohibition. And alcohol prohibition, as it was illegal, the forms of alcohol kept getting more and more concentrated. And then you had people creating their own bathtub gin that would cause people to go blind. You have that same type of thing in our prohibition. But it never stopped anybody. Never stopped anybody. I just wanted to say to that pastor, it's like, give Jesus the credit for changing your life. Because our war on drugs and our militarization of the police and our destruction of the Constitution and the rule of law and private property and all these other things, a massive number of people that have been thrown into prison, that hasn't helped at all. We got people dying in prison from drug overdoses. So your war on drugs and using government to do what only Jesus can do, Pastor, is really what the problem is. It's so sad to see the misplaced concern. And it's like I see the misplaced concern of liberals who talk about welfare programs. How it's like they look at poverty and they look at people who are suffering and they say, let's let the government do it. And the same thing happens with conservatives when it comes to drug addiction. Let's let the government do it. Let's let law enforcement do it. You know, it was Washington who said government is a fire. It's like a fire. It is force. It is not compassion. It is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is not persuasion. It is a fire. And like a fire, it is a dreadful servant and a fearful master. In other words, you don't want to let this thing get out of control. And our government is out of control when it comes to the war on drugs. And it has been totally ineffective. Totally ineffective. And so it wasn't the use of marijuana that I would celebrate, but the end of the insanity in at least one area. The insanity of putting in, and this is what the liberals need to understand, the liberals who don't like drug prohibition. I want the liberals to understand that drug prohibition came from the United Nations. The United Nations. It was an agenda, just like Agenda 21 that you all scoff at and say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Yes, it is. It is a conspiracy, but it is not a theory. It's a reality. Agenda 21 became the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, but it is a blueprint that the UN comes out with, and then you have individuals in different jurisdictions that could be a state, a county, could be the federal government. They enact that agenda. And that's what President Nixon did in 1971. He enacted a UN agenda. The UN came in and said, we're going to schedule drugs. We're going to put them into four different categories. And we're going to put marijuana in as schedule number one, which says it has absolutely no medical use. Well, that was a lie. We all know that's a lie now, don't we? And that's one good reason not to lock people up for marijuana. But now they've come out and said, all right, we're not going to lock people up for recreational use of it, but not in Georgia. In Georgia, they had cops on New Year's Eve busted a party with 70 people, and amongst the 70 people, they found 1 ounce of weed at the party. Guess what? All 70 people went to jail for New Year's Eve. How did this happen? Well, somebody was coming home and they heard some pops and some explosions, as is likely to happen on New Year's Eve because people are shooting off fireworks. But they reported it to 911 as gunshots, even though it's fireworks. So the police officers go out. They don't find anybody shooting off a gun. It's just fireworks. But they decide that they don't want to go home empty-handed. So they bust a party that has 70 people in it. And there was nothing unruly going on. Nobody there had any fireworks. The only thing they were smoking was pot, but they weren't even doing that because you got 70 people and you got 1 ounce of marijuana. So they took everybody as if they had possessed that 1 ounce of pot. And they said, this is coming from Free Thought Project. The interesting thing is that if this quote unquote bust would have happened 40 miles south with inside the city limits of Atlanta, nobody would have been arrested. Instead, they would have been given a $75 fine, which I think is still excessive. But nevertheless, these people were all booked into jail, as they point out, spent their New Year's Eve in a cage at the expense of taxpayers, because that's what our war on drugs does. And everybody is safe now, aren't they? We've all learned our lesson, and nobody is going to go close to the killer weed, right? Because of that kind of stuff. No. We should learn the lesson. And, you know, it's actually interesting because we had Trey Gowdy and some others who are conservatives grilling Trump's DEA representative there, saying, why is marijuana scheduled as a class one drug? Why is meth considered to be less addictive than marijuana? This is kind of crazy. And, you know, something else that is crazy is the fact that we have created an opioid crisis through this war on drugs. That's the way this always works. You shut down drugs for people, and they get something that's a little bit easier to find. And also, it turns into a gateway drug, typically, not because people are looking for it as recreational escape. The most insidious thing about the opioid epidemic is it usually comes to people in the way of a painkiller that has been prescribed for them by the doctors that they trust. That is why Rand Paul, when he was attacked, his ribs were broken by that neighbor who hit him from behind. He was very careful to say, when he's being interviewed by a doctor on Fox News, he said, I avoided opioids. I took over-the-counter medication. And so we have this opioid crisis, and we've seen the pictures of the people who are zoned out at work. Even the Federal Reserve is getting concerned about this. In 2016, we had 64,000 overdose deaths. And yet people who were at, like, the Veterans Administration say, you know, we could accomplish the same thing with medical marijuana instead of prescribing these expensive, dangerous, addictive opioids. But, of course, it's not allowed.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt. which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Genders are back in the news. Maybe we should call this March Like a Man, because this is about the military. But, of course, it's also about the transgender agenda. telling us dirty lies about our children. And I think it's about time we start walking like a man. And one of the things I'm going to tell you is some of you parents, you need to walk your kids, walk like a parent, and walk your kids right out of these schools where they're pushing this gaslighting, Brave New World agenda on your kids. But let's start with the military. Because as Breitbart's pointing out, this back and forth, the latest activism from the federal courts is really creating another constitutional crisis, stepping over the authority bounds that they have and taking over as commander in chief, these federal judges. So here's what's going on. We've got the military. I had this article here. Well, I lost my article. I'll just go back with what we had with the military. The military had a rule that came in from President Trump, of course, saying we're not going to have transgender individuals into the U.S. military. And they have even admitted, according to psychiatrists, the American Pediatrics Association, as well as other institutions, say that they are twice as likely to commit suicide. Asking the question, when we have so many troops who are committing suicide, why is it that we would be putting people into the military? Because we have so many soldiers committing suicide. Do we want to have unstable people? I mean, go back to MASH, for example. We had Corporate Klinger, who was always trying to get out of the military, trying to get a Section 8 discharge, because it was always considered to be mental illness. And so there's this back and forth that is now going on, but we've had multiple judges now and appeals courts that are working their way through this trial that are saying, no, we have to, we're going to say that this is a right to be in the military, a right of transgender people to be in the military. We are not going to allow any executive order. And as I said before, when this first came up, I said, do we have, do people with flat feet, for example, you know, there are a lot of things that, that would classify people as 4F, and not even available for the draft when we're trying to put people in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War. Do they have a right to be in the military if they've got flat feet? No, it is not a constitutional right to be in a professional permanent standing army. Permanent professional standing army isn't even part of the Constitution, as I said earlier. In the Constitution, they said, yes, we're going to have a Navy. We're going to have Marines, soldiers who are on those ships. Their purpose is going to be as a front line of defense and to protect the borders of this country. What a archaic idea that is, right? But they were very adamant that they did not want a permanent professional standing army. And we have that. We've had that since World War II. Certainly you could have an Air Force, same rationale and reason that you have for the Navy. But every time we go in and we get involved in one of these foreign wars for regime change, where we're going to bring democracy to them, and there you see Corporate Clinger, if you're watching the monitor, in his many different outfits that unfortunately for him, he could not convince people that he was nuts. And now, unfortunately for us, even the people who are nuts are being told by the courts that they have a right to be in the military. This is true insanity, and it is also unconstitutional, and it creates a constitutional crisis. We have a situation where under Article 3, the president is the commander in chief. The president decides, not only, who's going to be in the military, but, how the troops are going to be conducted. And of course, it's the Congress that is supposed to decide if we're getting into a war. That doesn't happen anymore, right? So instead of the Congress declaring war and deciding and having a debate as to whether or not we're going to go to war, we have the president saying, well, we're going to go to war over here. But then how it's going to be fought is not left up to the president. It's now left up to the judiciary. He's going to decide whether or not we're going to have Corporal Clingers in the military. I mean, this post-constitutional America just continues to get more insane by the day. But it begins in the schools. And this is where I really wanted to focus. Because although we've got a constitutional crisis, and although we've got a lot of people who are telling President Trump, you need to stand up to the judiciary, because if you allow this to stand, you are going to allow them to establish a precedent that they can micromanage the military. As I pointed out, you don't have people in there with flat feet because you want to have the very best in terms of fighting capability. And you've got a lot of groups who are saying that this is a mental illness. There's back and forth that's being fought about that, as a matter of fact. We have the Canadian Broadcasting Company was put under pressure to pull a documentary about transgender kids because they said, what is the right approach for children with gender dysphoria? And the transgender activists would complain about this. There's actually a group called Trans Media Watch. Maybe they're funded by George Soros, right? Sounds like it. And they said, no, we're not happy with that. And as a matter of fact, we've got groups in the UK, even though we got medical groups, psychological groups in the United States that say that it is a mental illness, that it has a much, much higher rate of suicide than people identify that. We have people in the UK, 13 groups across the UK, they said, including the UK Council for Psychotherapy, signed a statement disavowing any attempts to, quote-unquote, cure trans people. That's right. We want to embrace the insanity. We want to avoid a cure. We want to gaslight and confuse the kids while we sexualize them in kindergarten. That is what's really going on here. And when you look at what's going on in California, you've got 27% of California youth are now saying that they are gender nonconforming. This is a new study by UCLA. Kids between the ages of 12 and 17. One thing should really kind of stick out in your mind about that. These are people who we say that if they're involved in sex, it is statutory rape, even if they so-called consent to it. Because we say they do not have the maturity to make that decision. And that is why there is, in my mind, a very close link to what is going on in these schools and the pedophile agenda. That is why I believe these people are doing it. You know, when you look at a situation like this, you have the people who are involved as sexual predators. They are marked on a map. As a matter of fact, we just had a guy in Alaska who went out as a vigilante, started attacking sexual predators, pedophiles in the past, because he had been abused as a child. And so he took the law into his own hands as a vigilante. He's going to jail for decades now because of the violence that he conducted on individuals. But they put this map out so that you keep your kids away from these people, or your wives, or your daughters away from these individuals. And yet, when we have schools that are doing this, we've got parents who won't keep their kids away from these schools. Even though we got 27% of the kids in California say that they are gender confused, here's one of the reasons why this. California was the first state to adopt the LGBT rights agenda formally into its public schools. They put it in as part of their history and social studies curriculum. And it goes all the way down to kids as young as second grade. And guess what? It's not just the people in the military. It's not just adults. It's the kids. Gender confused youth are twice as likely to have psychological problems than others. They said 17% of gender nonconforming versus 7% of gender conforming youth have problems. The American College of Pediatricians said that a person's belief that he or she is something they are not is at best a sign of confused thinking. When an otherwise healthy biological boy believes he is a girl, or otherwise healthy biological girl believes she is a boy, an objective psychological problem exists that lies in the mind and not the body, and it should be treated as such. Gender identity disorder, they say, is a recognized mental disorder in the most recent edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. So these are the American psychiatrists, the American pediatricians, who stand in stark contrast to the Canadians and the Brits who are celebrating this. And as they point out in this article from Breitbart, they say, the very fact that these people have a mental illness that has been, in many cases, I would say, foisted upon them by the introduction of this material at an age where they can't understand it and handle it. And then Huffington Post and others like that come along and say, well, these people are attempting suicide because they're afraid of rejection or discrimination, or they have internalized the transphobia. So that is being used now to push the parents into accepting this. That is truly the insanity. And we see this happening in the kindergartens. A story that we reported earlier this year about the California charter school where they started doing this transgender indoctrination of kids in kindergarten. You know what? Only 1% of the families have removed their kids. We'll be right back.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include include vitamin B12, a neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about Pakistan. And we're going to put it in the context of DACA, which is going to be one of the first things up on the dock in Congress when they come back from their recess. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to continue with what I didn't get to when I was talking about the transgender issue, specifically in the schools. As we now see, we've got judges saying, well, President Trump, even as commander-in-chief, doesn't get to decide who's going to be fit to serve in the military or not. So they're usurping that authority. But what I'm concerned about, and what you should be concerned about, are government schools that are usurping parental authority. How does this happen? Well, it happens when we set back, and if Trump allows the courts to do this, he'll be giving them the authority that is rightfully his under the Constitution. Just as Congress has surrendered their war-declaring authority to the president, they've surrendered their lawmaking responsibility. They've surrendered that to the bureaucracy that writes rules and then enforces those rules with their own law enforcement, with their own courts. Say that all the constitutional protections about innocent until proven guilty, the protections against excessive fines, they say, oh, that doesn't apply because these aren't laws, they're rules. So the rules are far worse in their consequences than the laws. But let's talk about how we surrender our authority as parents to these institutions. And they've maintained this for a very long time, up in Massachusetts, going back a couple of decades when they were just coming after our kids for heterosexual stuff before they began with the transgender indoctrination. They had a father who came to school and said, you're talking to my kindergarten, first grader about sexual issues that I don't think are appropriate, and you didn't ask me. And they said they arrested him. Because he was trespassing on their property, and they saw his child as their property. And the legal doctrine is in loco parentis, that they argued, in place of the parents. And they said, once you cross this line and you deposit your kid with us, you have surrendered your parental authority, and we are the parents, and we will decide what they will be taught. So it's no surprise when we look at this story from earlier this year, and I just have an update on it as to how many parents have removed their kids out of the school. If you remember, it was California's Rockland Academy, and it says this is really considered to be an elite, prestigious charter school. It has a waiting list. And yet, what they did at this elite charter school was, without parental notification, they had a male kindergartner who was reintroduced to his class as a girl. And then the teacher read two children's books espousing transgenderism to the class, which freaked out these kids. They came home to their parents and like, what am I? I don't know. And that's the whole point. That's the point as to why the schools. And it starts with the Department of Education under the Obama administration telling those in high school, hey, you may have a girl who dresses like a guy, but this girl is going to be allowed in the men's locker room, or vice versa. You've had cases like this in Chicago, not just California, but in Chicago, in Jacksonville, in many different areas. You've had this conflict of rights, and they said, we don't care what the majority say, and we don't really care about the rights of the girls and boys here. We're going to go with this kid who is not certain of what gender they are, and they can do whatever they want. And if you shut that down, we're going to say under Title IX that you are sexually discriminating against people and cut your funds. Now, back in February, there was a big back and forth with the Trump administration saying, we're not going to enforce that law. Nevertheless, you still have the Department of Education, not clear what they're going to do. And it's not clear what parents are going to do either. And I would just add this. Besides the mental instability that they're creating on the kids, besides opening the gateway to pedophilia for these kids, pretending that they have the maturity to make these gender decisions. They point out that most children outgrow this cross-gender identification. A therapist in Toronto said that out of 25 girls, only 3 showed gender identity disorder 30 years later. But it's going to get a lot worse. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, we've had a lot of back and forth with President on Twitter. That's where he makes his announcement. I think that's a great thing, actually. You know, it does limit the depth of discussion, and it is open to misinterpretation, and occasionally we get a kofefe. But still, it is a way to directly address the people. It's really a 21st century version of FDR's fireside chat. It's not heavily scripted, like FDR's fireside chats were, but it is a way for the president to get his agenda out there, not only to the American people, but to other countries as well. The back and forth that we've seen with North Korea over the buttons on each of their desks. Who's got a bigger button? Whose button works? So forth and so on. That may have loosened things up. Certainly, you got, at the very least, you've got the little fat man triangulating, trying to open up lines of communication to South Korea. Not necessarily opening up lines of communication to the U.S., but we can still hope that maybe this won't turn into massive slaughter, because that's really what's going to happen when we go in to try to take out the nuclear missiles that are there. It's a long story that has been unfolding for quite some time, and it goes back to the Clinton administration as well as the Obama administration. I would say also the Bush administration, who had Dick Cheney shut down any possible negotiations because he wanted to offer a gift to the military-industrial complex, saying, you know, giving a rationale for them to increase missile defense. They had a real problem financially because we'd lost our boogeyman in the Soviet Union. That had been the rationale for intercontinental ballistic missiles and missile defense system, and when that went away as a credible threat, they needed a new threat. And Dick Cheney was there to make sure that they had that. So there's many different what-if scenarios that we could play with. But we just hope at this point that it's not going to devolve into war. But let's take a look at what's going on with Pakistan. We've had President Trump say that he's going to cut $255 million in planned aid for Pakistan. And that is about a quarter of what they received in 2016. That is down from $3 billion in aid that the U.S. gave to Pakistan in 2011. And then he also came in and started talking about the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority has got $616 million in foreign aid. So President Trump has put both of those on the table. And the Pakistanis are furious about this. President Trump said it's not only Pakistan that we pay billions of dollars to do for nothing. It also is many other countries and others. And in that, he started to include Pakistan. Monday, he accused Pakistan of having played the U.S. for fools, said that we have given them about $33 billion in aid over the several years for absolutely nothing. And I found it very interesting that even James Clapper, the liar, remember the guy when he was asked by Ron Wyden, are you surveilling the American public? No, not intentionally. As he looks down, he can't look him in the eye. He can't look the camera in the eye. Because he knew he was lying, and we all found out that he was lying when the Snowden documents broke a couple of few weeks later after that. But even James Clapper, who was on with fake Jake Tapper, CNN, I want you to hear this exchange back and forth. Clapper says, Trump may have a point. Here's that clip.
What do you make of this all, and is President Trump correct about how Pakistan tries to play both sides?
He has a point. He has a point, and I know Pakistan. That as well as a source of frustration with the Pakistanis in the last administration. But at the same time, you have to remember that Pakistan allows the United States or acquiesces in the United States doing certain things, not the least of which is a collection of intelligence on terrorists, particularly in Afghanistan. So there's a double-edged sword here. It's true. The Pakistanis harbor Haqqani network, and the Haqqani network has blood on its hands. It's a cause of deaths and wounding of many Americans. And the Pakistanis have this relationship with them. Same time, it has to be recognized Pakistan has lost a lot of its own citizens to terrorism. So it's a difficult relationship. But I do think the president's got a point.
The president.
All right, my first comment, and we didn't play all the lead up there where Jake Tapper continually talks about Pakistan. And he even got Clapper to kind of join in it, some of the Pakistanis, if you heard that. And then he goes back and calls it Pakistan. I don't know why the politically correct left continues to insist on pronouncing it that way. You know, we don't use the terms that other foreign countries use to describe themselves, even if the Pakistanis refer to themselves as Pakistanis. We don't do that with other people. We don't call Germany Deutschland. We don't have CNN people constantly correcting people and saying, well, in Deutschland or in Italy, they don't say Italia, okay, or Spain, they don't say España. I always thought it was interesting, you know, when you look at the, when you go to Europe, and we never use the words that they have for their countries. But, of course, if they're Muslims, we do. We bow in obeisance and political correctness to the terms and the pronunciations of the Muslims. We must not get that incorrect. And so I think fake Jake was hoping that James Clapper would criticize Trump, because he always does. But in this particular instance, he says, well, yeah, he said several times, Trump may have a point. Yeah, you know, they have really been helping the terrorists in that area. Why are we giving them money then? As Rand Paul said, they incarcerate Christians. They burn our flag. He says, I think most Americans would support the president on this. Why don't we like to see our money going to countries that burn our flag? In Pakistan, they incarcerate Christians. There's a Christian, Asia Bibi, that has been on death row for 5 years for being a Christian. He says, I have an idea, said Rand Paul, for using some of that money at home. You know, we've got this thing called infrastructure. You know, he said we have bridges, roads that need repair. Keep the money at home. Put it to rebuilding our infrastructure here at home. He said, yeah, at the very least, if you give money to people, they ought to be your friend and they ought to be your ally. And there's some question as to whether or not Pakistani intelligence cooperates with the network that kills our soldiers in Afghanistan. Nevertheless, the Pakistanis were furious. They have summoned the U.S. ambassador after Trump's tweet. And isn't it interesting that they are basically saying, where's my welfare? I mean, they're still going to get 75% of their welfare. They got $1 billion in 2016. We're going to cut it by $255 million, perhaps. But that's not enough for them. They say, he has tweeted against us and against Iran for his domestic consumption. He is again and again displacing his frustrations on Pakistan over failures in Afghanistan as they are trapped in a dead-end street in Afghanistan. To which I would add, they have a point. You know, James Clapper said, you know what, the Pakistanis, they are not really on our side. And I don't think that they are on our side. But when they come back and they say that we are putting all of our failures in Afghanistan on the Pakistanis, they have a point. We are in a dead-end street in Afghanistan. And we have said this from the beginning of the year when Trump did a 180 on Afghanistan and started listening to the military-industrial complex and said, yeah, we're going to go there and we're going to do nation-building. And just like these people were telling us during the Obama administration, perhaps we're going to be there for 20 years because we don't know what winning in Afghanistan means. We don't have a definition for winning in Afghanistan. And it isn't going to be enough to just place the blame on a failed U.S. policy on Pakistan. When we talk about regime change, when we talk about nation building, what is the objective when we look at Pakistan and Iran? Do we think that they're going to become like Iowa or something? You know, there's a reason that Iowa, or just pick it, or let's say Kansas or what, some U.S. state is the way that it is. We have a society that is built on the values and the foundations of Western civilization and Christian morals. They don't. They won't have a society like that. And we're not going to have the society that made us great if we abandon liberty and the rule of law.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid.
stupid.
So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to take a look at what's going on with Pakistan and with the Palestinians and the aid that President Trump is removing. And I want to compare that to what's going on here in America with our borders, with the invasion that has happened here, with DACA, which is coming up. Because we just had a very alarming tweet come out in the last 24 hours or so from President Trump, alarming for anybody who voted for him, alarming for anybody who was concerned about what's going on with DACA. And as we look at this and we look at the the attitude of those in Palestine and in Pakistan, the Pakistanis say we will throw the aid in his face. They are talking about $750 million. They, you know, get their budget cut by 25%. But of course they're furious about that. And then the Palestinians, who are getting $653 million as of 2016, are now saying Jerusalem is not for sale, as Palestine saying to Trump after the U.S. threatens to cut $300 million of aid. So 50% to the Palestinians, 25% from the Pakistanis, and they are furious about this. The Palestinians saying, we will not be blackmailed. I think, all right, well, let's... It's not blackmail, it's bribery. Let's use the right term. Maybe there's a language barrier there. But yeah, we're trying to bribe them to not kill people. And that doesn't work. It's never worked. And so we're not blackmailing you. We're simply trying to bribe you. But that hasn't worked for a long time. So maybe we're going to stop the bribes from coming. And as we look at this, Ann Coulter had a great comment as we look at this tweet that came out from President Trump. He came out and he said, the Democrats are doing nothing for DACA. DACA activists and Hispanics will start to fall in love with Republicans and their president. We're about results. Oh, really? Really? What the H does that mean? They're going to fall in love. Maybe we will be falling in love, out of love with you if you abandon the thing that was the key issue, which is illegal immigration. We do not want to have amnesty for Obama's newly minted anchor babies and a promise of more security at the border. We have seen this, those of us who remember the Reagan administration, we've seen this shell game before. We were promised when there was massive amnesty. And, you know, interestingly enough, there was a large percentage, I don't remember the numbers now off the top of my head, but there's a large percentage of people who were given amnesty with Reagan, saying, we're going to let people who have been here for a certain period of time, we're going to give them amnesty and say that they can apply for citizenship and so forth. And, you know, there was a large percentage of those people, something like a quarter of a third of those people who didn't even bother. They don't care. They don't really care about our legal system. Simply just don't care. Which is why maybe we shouldn't care about making citizens of them. And when we look at the situation with anchor babies, which I think is a gross misinterpretation of the Constitution, as Ann Coulter has said before, she said, I think it was when President Trump stepped up the troops in Afghanistan. She said, at this point, I thought we'd be debating anchor babies. Instead, we're talking about continuing the policies of Obama and Bush. Continual war. Well, now we're debating as to whether or not people who were not even born here, they're not even anchor babies. These are the DACA people or people who were brought here by their parents and grew up here and got free educations here. And now Obama wants to make them anchor babies. And it's not enough to say that you're just going to break the chain so that you don't legalize their parents who brought them here illegally. I mean, that is such a slap in the face to the American people. Such a slap in the face. You have parents who make a conscious decision to trespass illegally. Foreign citizens coming here trespassing illegally. That's what illegal aliens are. Break it down. Okay, alien, foreign citizen, illegal. That means they came here in defiance of our laws and brought their children and got a free education and were encouraged by these governments like Mexico to do so. Telling them how they could subvert the law, how they could evade the law here in this country. And then what we're going to do is give them amnesty and citizenship and maybe give them a, make them an anchor so that they can then bring in their parents who made this conscious decision and other relatives and make them American citizens as well. No. Now, Ann Coulter is saying to President Trump and to Pence, I'm sure you have great plans for the Middle East because that seems to be what they're focused on. That in North Korea. But we were hoping that you would save America first. This is a story that's up on InfoWars. She said, hey, could you guys stand with Americans, with kids who are killed by illegals? I'm sure you have great plans for the Middle East, but we were hoping you'd save America first. And she said, which one is achievable in the next 7 to 70 years? Do you think President Trump and Vice President Pence and the rest of the GOP and Democrats, do you think that you could achieve in the next 7 to 70 years peace and stability in the Middle East or an end to the third worldization, I guess that's a word, turning America into a third world country? Which one is your job? Gets right to the point. Which one is your job? Are you going to save America from an invasion of foreign citizens who thumb their nose at our law, who come here and get massive amounts of welfare, free educations, and so forth, and turn this country into a third world by having the borders completely open? And it's not even a good deal for the people who come here illegally. As I pointed out before, if you've got no border control, those people who are trying to escape, if in fact they aren't coming here for economic reasons, if they're coming here to try to escape MS-13 in El Salvador, for example, well, guess what? It's just as easy, if not easier, for MS-13 to come across the border than it is for the people who are running from them. And we see that on Long Island, in New York, 400-plus MS-13 gang members. But, of course, they can't be rounded up and sent back because all they did was violate our border laws. We got to wait for them to cut somebody's head off first. And guess whose people, guess which people they're cutting the heads off of? Hispanics. So are we going to cave on this issue? As you point out on InfoWars, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Boris Johnson, the U.S. State Department, and others have joined on the loosely veiled calls for regime change in Iran and elsewhere. Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Institute said all this claptrap about human rights in Iran and everything is the same script we've seen in Kiev, Libya, etc. Just dust it off and run through again. He said the same words, and it's particularly cruel when you're preparing to bomb these same citizens to pretend to care about their rights. And he tweeted that back to Boris Johnson. That's what's going on with the Iranian stuff. We're going to talk about this. But let's get back to DACA. Because is Trump going to prioritize a deal? Is he going to throw the promise that he made to protect our borders and to put Americans first? Is he going to throw that under the bus so that he can put another one in the win column? Is that what winning means? I thought we had a definition for winning. I thought winning was putting America first. Not staying in Afghanistan forever. Not giving amnesty to DACA illegal aliens. Well, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Iran. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited.
excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I want to take the other side of what's going on here. As I said, you know, we look at the Pakistanis who are furious because they're not going to get all of their welfare. Same thing with the Palestinians. They will throw it in his face. And we're going to take a look at how similar that is to what's going on with DACA. Even as Trump is pushing back against these other welfare states, He seems to be saying that Hispanics and DACA activists are going to love what he's got in store for them. Well, I'm not sure that we're going to love, if we voted for President Trump and we voted for the Trump agenda, if we're going to love it. And that's the key thing. And you know what? We need to speak up and we need to keep Trump on the track. We need to make sure he doesn't get off. That is what is called supporting the president, supporting the agenda that he ran on, the agenda that we voted for. That is really supporting the president, not blind loyalty to him, even if he turns his back on the policies that he promised us and got elected on. I'm very concerned about this tweet. So we're going to talk a little bit about what may be ahead as the Democrats and Republicans work to make the Hispanics love them, as President Trump said. But before we do, real quickly, I'll remind you what we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our most popular products that are 50% off with free shipping, part of our New Year's special. And, of course, the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, that's what makes this program possible. The other programs that we've added, it makes everything that we do here at InfoWars possible. It's what keeps us independent. Is the products that we sell and your support when you buy that. So let me tell you some of the things that we've got. Of course, we've got Myco ZX. If you're looking at turning a new leaf on life, it's now back in stock and 25% off. Some of our most popular products like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. All of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Also, all of our Super Blue, fluoride-free, but includes Nano Silver, toothpaste and mouthwash products. Our Super Blue products, 50% off plus free shipping. And some of our newest products, the Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, all those 50% off with free shipping. It's a great time to try some of those new products, some of our popular products, if you haven't tried them, at 50% off with free shipping. And we really do appreciate your support. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this. We had this troubling tweet from President Trump saying DACA activists and Hispanics will start to fall in love with Republicans and their presidents because we're going to deliver. Well, maybe you should deliver on the promises that you made to the people who voted for you first, to your base. Trump posted that on Twitter on Tuesday, that open border activists who are behind recent protests demanding amnesty. See, this is the issue here. It's the demands of the people who come here and take from us. In the same way that we're looking at the Palestinians and the Pakistanis, why is there no anger at the people who have invaded our country and are bleeding it dry with welfare payments and are ungrateful as well and have absolutely no respect for the law? Why are we even talking about pandering to them? Remember when Trump was running back in February 2016, he said this: I want the people in the United States that have children, I want them to have dreams also. We're always talking about dreamers, he said, for other people. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. That means the people who were born here, the people who are here legally, the people who have respect for the rule of law, the people who want the system that gave us the prosperity that we have in here in America, other than people who just thumb their nose at it and say, I want what you've got, but I don't want the system that gave it to you. In January last year, he said, every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. And as I said before, you know, when we talk about dreams, let's not forget about the American dream. The American dream of an affordable house has a lot to do with the affordability of your property taxes, doesn't it? If you've got to pay for the education of children from other countries who are sent here by those other countries because they are unwilling to pay for their education, if Mexico can send their children to us and we have to pay the property taxes to educate their children, that means that we don't have an American dream, or the American dream continues to get smaller and smaller. Your house gets smaller or goes away. Your apartment gets smaller and smaller. That is the vanishing American dream. Why are we not concerned about that? You know, we've already given a great deal of help to these children who were brought here illegally by their parents. And again, this whole idea that we are somehow going to have, don't worry, we're going to give them amnesty now, but we're going to get tough on the border. You just wait and see. Yeah, we've been waiting for over 30 years to see how they're going to get tough on the border. Hasn't worked. That was the compromise that Reagan and the Republicans promised us during the Reagan administration. All right, so it's the Hill points out, Republicans want to unify their party and Democrats want to leverage a solution. No, you know what they want? It was in that sign that everybody, I'm sure, by now has seen that was on the Drudge Report. Welcome to California sign at the border. And somebody put a very official-looking sign underneath it. The official sanctuary state, because that began the first of the year. Felons, illegals, and MS-13, welcome, because Democrats need the vote. That is a perfect commentary. Let me tell you how bad this is. You want to talk about, we're going to save $255 million that we're going to cut from Pakistan. We're going to cut $300 million from the Palestinians. You know that L.A. alone gave out $1.3 billion in illegal immigrant welfare payouts in just 2 years? That is much bigger than the foreign aid that we're giving out to people. They point out in this article on Fox News, and this is going back to August, and this does not, that $1.3 billion figure just in L.A. County does not include Dreamer education benefits. That's not included in that figure. They said the costs of education, of police and fire, medical and subsidized housing can total $24,000 per year in government spending per family. And much more than would be paid in taxes. They get $3 in benefits for every $1 they spend in taxes. And then when you put in welfare, that's its own separate thing of $3 billion. Welfare and food stamp costs for the county's population were $3 billion and $3.1 billion in 2015, $2.9 in 2016. And as of August, it was $1.5 billion. And they say that roughly a quarter of California's 4 million illegal immigrants reside in L.A. So multiply that by four. They said that California spent a total in 2013, a total of $25 billion on foreign citizens criminally trespassing, demanding amnesty and civil service. As a immigrant organization who studies this points out, we look at the cost overall, aggregate, not just for California, but for the United States. The federal costs spent on illegal aliens, $45 billion at the federal level, $89 billion at the state and local level, for a total tab of about $135 billion. Now, they do pay taxes as well. So if you subtract the $19 billion they pay in taxes, you still have a net loss of $116 billion. And this article here that just came out at the end of the year, they've totaled up the cash remittances to Mexico, a record $26 billion in 2017, says the central bank. Individuals outside of Mexico who sent money home in 2017 broke all prior records with more than $26.1 billion sent in 11 months. This is why the Mexican government has essentially seminars on how to defy American law. And they've got them set up in every jurisdiction. When all of this was happening here in Austin, there were signs that were put up as President Trump started saying, well, you know what? We're going to end the DACA program. But then he gave Congress 6 months to come up with some kind of a solution. But as soon as he said that, the Mexican embassy here in Austin put signs up like it was an election, you know, little election signs. Here's the Mexican embassy. Go here for information on how to subvert the laws of the United States, so that they could get $26 billion sent home. They don't have to pay the educational expenses. Instead, they get a net income sent to them at $26 billion. Great deal for them. Not so much for us. It sounds kind of like a losing deal, kind of like NAFTA itself. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally.
We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Trump may be working on a deal with Democrats and Republicans like Paul Ryan, who has always been open borders, to make Hispanics and open border advocates fall in love with him, quote unquote. That's what he tweeted out. What in the world does that mean? And I just have to add this, this one story before we move on to Iran. And it was on Politico, and it was about Italy's interior ministry, who was trying to stop the flow of uncontrolled immigration into Italy, coming from sub-Saharan Africa into Libya, from Libya across the Mediterranean into Italy. And this is, of course, is the way that Politico puts it, because there they support globalist open border policies. Politico says Italy's, quote, ministry of fear, violating the human rights of these people who just see themselves as... They see themselves as Italians, even though they aren't. So they're going to identify as Italians. They are, I guess we could call them trans nationals. Because, you know, if you are a a guy and you want to be a girl, you just identify as a girl, you're a girl, according to these people. And if you're somebody from Libya or south of there and you see yourself as an Italian, you just become an Italian, you know. That's the way this works, right? And you immediately inherit all the rights and privileges and none of the responsibilities of being an Italian. And this guy, who interestingly enough was a former communist, they say that he took office in December 2016, and less than a year, he made significant improvements in terms of stopping the immigration. But to his critics, like Politico, they always say that, well, your critics say this. Yeah, that's Politico talking. They call him an unscrupulous architect of a secret deal with North African militias and responsible for severe human rights violations of refugees trapped in Libyan detention centers. Look, the promise of European welfare benefits and so forth that are driving these people to make this journey, and then some of them getting trapped in Libya and literally sold on slave auction blocks. There is an unscrupulous aspect of that, I think. I think the people who are egging them on for this bear some responsibility for that as well. And so what he did was he went to Libya, and they said he stopped this flow significantly, reduced it. He didn't stop it, but he reduced it significantly without erecting borders, without putting in barbed wire fences, because, you know, they're kind of, it's kind of hard to get a barbed wire fence to float in the Mediterranean. So you got to do something a little bit differently. What he did was he had a code of conduct for the migrant rescue ships. He says, you're not going to get into the ports unless we authorize it. What an idea. Like sovereignty over their borders or something. Remember that quaint notion? He signed an anti-trafficking memorandum with the Libyan government because human trafficking is not really working out very well for these people. Some of them make it into Italy, but some of them make it into the slave auctions. He also brokered a peace deal between some of the tribes that were in a region south of Tripoli. Remember that in the Marine hymn, you know, the pirates in Tripoli, that at one point in time we had the backbone to stand up to them. Well, now evidently we can at least make a deal with them to help relaunch the Libyan Coast Guard to prevent boats from leaving the country for Europe. And this policy was endorsed by 27 EU capitals because they're at the point where they're trying to bribe people to go home, saying, we'll give you a cash payment up front if you'll go home. But then if they don't have any border controls, what are those people going to do? They'll just turn right around and come right back. Now, they have seen, as they pointed out in Politico, what they thought was a dramatic drop, maybe so. It's gone from 177,000 to 118. So let's say that it's a drop by about a third. It's not a solution. It's not a solution until people are willing to stand up and take control, take sovereignty back. And you cannot then give amnesty to the people who are already here, who violated the laws. And that's what we need to understand as we move forward with this DACA situation. One of the people in northern Italy were saying, yeah, we suggested this, and people called us racist. Guess what? They always will. And that's the lesson for President Trump. Don't worry about the Hispanics and the open border activists loving you. You need to make sure that the people who voted for you love what you do, that you keep your promise to them, even if they call you a fearmonger, a racist, and all these other bad names that they've been calling you all this time. You don't need to cave to these people. That is the most important message that we need to be sending President Trump. Stand up for America first, and that means standing up against the U.S. empire, which is coming back. And we see the military-industrial complex rearing its head time and again. Now, as we look at these Iranian protests, as WND points out, they're now far bigger than 2009. And of course, that was a revolution that was backed by George Soros. Foreign Policy and others were openly admitting that that was a Soros-backed revolution, just like in the Ukraine. And when I look at the Ukraine, I understand that people don't like corruption. I understand that people wanted to have their own government. I basically supported, in theory, the idea of Ukrainian secession from Russia. They should be allowed to secede. I support everybody being allowed to secede. But of course, when the Ukrainians seceded from Russia, they immediately said, well, the Crimeans cannot secede from Ukraine. you understand what's going on there. And we know that it was something that was created, not because it was the wishes of the people. But in hindsight, we realize what happened in Ukraine was a plot by the Obama administration to step up the Cold War with Russia. They wanted to revive that Cold War. That was the Russian pivot, the Russian reset. The Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, wanted to get the Cold War back. The military-industrial complex is always looking to keep us either in war or with a threat of war. And that's what we're looking at right here. So in 2009, you had George Soros going through Iran and creating the Green Revolution. He's always got a different color. But now the question is this bigger? Is this got a base to it that is something other than being manufactured by Soros and the Obama State Department? As WND is pointing out, pictures and videos coming out of Iran are starting to look like a full-on revolution, more than a protest movement. Now, the mainstream media is telling us that's not so, that the Iranian regime is not threatened. As WND says, American news agencies, though, continue to be slow to react. They describe this as mostly due to the country's weak economy, and then they criticize President Trump for cheering these people on. CNN called the protests, quote, seemingly unorganized, leaderless wave of demonstrations against high prices, corruption, and repressive government. But as I say, no mention of the fact that Iran is an Islamic state, it's a theocracy. If you convert to any religion other than Islam, it is a crime. And just recently, they had to make some concessions, just as we see the new crown prince in Saudi Arabia saying that coming up this year, he's going to stop the restrictions on women from driving cars. Well, in Iran, they liberalize things in terms of women not wearing the Islamic dress code would no longer be subject to arrest by the religious police. How liberal of them. Maybe they might stop throwing LGBT people off of the roofs as well. And again, I don't support the transgenderism that is being taught to our kids, and I don't support the courts usurping the president's authority to decide who's going to be in the military. And I think transgenderism is a mental illness, but I don't support throwing them off the roof and executing them as the Muslims do. They seem to think that unlike 2009, and hopefully this is the case, that it is more widespread. There's more than 80 cities involved. They said previously in 2009 with the Soros manufactured revolution, it was the Green Revolution. Maybe it was an AstroTurf revolution. But they said it was largely limited to Tehran and a couple of other cities. But now it's all over the entire country, including small areas. And one individual who was with a Christian group said, at its heart, this protest movement is a call for religious freedom. They're tired of the Islamic regime because what most people don't understand is the history of Persia is one of a more secular nation. They were conquered by Islam. And once again, now they're trying to break free of that yoke of Islamic fundamentalism, and they want to be governed democratically. You know, things got much worse for them when they rebelled against the CIA-installed puppets that we'd put in. They had a secular government there. It was very much like a Western government. But it was also very corrupt and authoritarian. When they rebelled against it, things got even worse for them. So we hope that this is going to move in the right direction. But I want to take a look when we come back at the hypocrisy of people who are complaining about the censorship in Iran when we look at what's going on in the West with the same organization. The social media is just a little bit different in the way that the government here uses it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Flora Life that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour here, I'm going to do a little bit of news, and I'll pick back up with censorship in Iran and what is happening in the U.S. When we come back. But one area where I think we are winning the public's mind is on global warming. And it's not just because we've got most of the United States in deep freeze, under 32 degrees. You know, when we look at what is happening with the different movies, and that's where they hang out. That's how they try to drive public opinion. And I would say also, coincidentally, it is why it is very important for them to get your metadata on social media. You know, we hear from the people in charge of the NSA and others, no, we're not recording your conversations. We're just getting your metadata. Well, your metadata is something that they can feed through algorithms to tell them whether you're buying the manufactured narrative that they're selling you, or if they need to modify it to one degree or the other. So it is very important for them. And but one of the things that's out there that we can all look at is how well these climate change movies, because movies are a big part of the propaganda, how well have the climate change movies done in 2017? There's been a couple of articles done about that. Of course, Breitbart's got one as well, talking about the way that Hollywood portrays climate change, trying to make us fear that future. Blade Runner, of course, ecosystems have collapsed because of the selfish, greedy refusal to amend carbon-guzzling lifestyles, and now you can only get food that's grown under hermetically sealed pods and so forth. That didn't do too well in the box office. Neither did Mother, which is not only was it pushing a radical religious-based environmentalism, Gaia theory, anti-Christian in its orientation, and openly embracing the Mother Earth religion of Gaia, and such a polemic that it absolutely failed at the box office. That is probably Exhibit A, Mother, with Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky, her former boyfriend. I guess that was enough to split the two of them up. But then, of course, there's Geostorm, which is another one of these cheesy environmental disaster flicks. And you can always look at that and say, yeah, okay, but it's pretty cheesy. So we didn't really expect it to do very well at the box office, but it absolutely totally bombed. And when you go back and compare it to just some of the similar types of films that were coming out a decade ago and how they did actually pretty well. You don't expect too much from a cheesy disaster film, but people are tired of having this agenda shoved down their throat. So nobody showed up to Geostorm or to Downsizing, and certainly not to Al Gore's documentary, the inconvenient sequel. Yeah, it was inconvenient for him. He only, his first weekend, he only made $124,000. I don't know how much it cost him to put these documentaries together. I mean, if he's paying much more than that, he's getting taken. Al Gore, you know, when you look at Al Gore, a very special case in point. The guy who invented the internet, you know, he always, if you go back and you look at his biography, I looked him up the other day on Wikipedia. It's like, what is his background in? his education. Yeah, of course, he's a poli-science major, political science from Harvard. Well, that gives him the authority to tell us what to do and to come up with bogus weather models. But he says in, they have, you know, this is a quote and a source in there. They say he fell in love at school, at college, at Harvard. He fell in love with scientific and mathematical theories, but he didn't do well in science and he avoided taking any math classes. You know, we had a name for that. People who would do that kind of stuff. They had, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine who went to West Point said, yeah, they had a couple of different tracks. If people weren't going to go to science or engineering, they had physics for science and lovers. That must be what Al Gore took. Physics for science and lovers. No math involved. And that means that you don't really have to worry about getting those math models right. Now, we got a story on InfoWars, how the government is reporting that global warming is going to make chocolate go extinct by 2050. Maybe we'll have hot chocolate.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. So it's talking about the end of the last hour, talking about Iran. And I said, you know, what we need to really look at, we hope that this turns out well for the Iranian people. We hope that they get away from Islamic fundamentalism. I mean, it's a horrible system to live under. They lived under an authoritarian CIA puppet in the Shah of Iran. It was the U.S. military that established that government in 1953, a coup. And he had his own secret police who were torturing people. They overthrew that, and then they wound up with an authoritarian regime that's torturing people, but also had the Islamic fundamentalism attached to it. So things got far worse for them. And I hope that that doesn't happen again. But as I look at what's going on here, as I look at what's going on in Afghanistan, the fact that we are criticizing Pakistan, and rightfully so, they don't support the United States. They're not grateful for what we've given them. They aid terrorists. At the same time, they are victims. You know, even James Clapper said, well, you know, Trump has got a point. Pakistanis are engaged quite a bit in terrorism and enabling it and covering for people who engage in it. So he's got a point, but they are victims themselves as well. And I understand that. But then the Pakistanis came out and said, you are pushing on to Pakistan. The fact that you got yourself caught in a quagmire in Afghanistan. And I think they got a point as well. And we need to understand that we were not meant to be the police of the world. And I thought that was what we were getting from President Trump. That certainly seemed to be what he was talking about. But now it seems like the military-industrial empire has the upper hand on some of these policies. We hope that changes. Certainly, you know, for the first 6 months, I was questioning whether or not President Trump was going to continue with his promise to get out of the Paris Climate Accord. And he did, in fact, do that. And so I'm glad that he overruled Rex Tillerson and his daughter and others who were pushing him in the wrong direction and stuck with what he had promised to the American people. That was a very important thing to do. It's also a very important thing to put America first. and to stop this foreign intervention. We are not, we'll never be able to, do effective regime change where we create, free and independent societies. That is something that has to organically rise up. And it comes out of the cultural and religious foundations of a society. And they don't have that kind of cultural and religious foundation. So the best we can do is put some kind of a secular CIA puppet in charge and hope that he doesn't resort to a torturing military police there. I don't think that's a good solution. Now, the founders of this country said we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. I think that is a wise foreign policy. That was their foreign policy, non-intervention. And that was American foreign policy up until the turn of the 20th century, where we decided that we didn't want to do that anymore. We wanted to be an American empire. And that American empire is going to collapse, as Ron Paul and others have correctly warned us, as the pattern to do that. But I think as we look at what's going on in Iran, and we have people saying, hey, look at this. Iran is shutting down social media. They're shutting down these messaging apps like Telegraph and others where people can communicate about what's going on. That's awful. They're shutting down their internet. And we criticize China for shutting down their internet. And yet we are doing the same thing as well. And it's not net neutrality. That is a canard, as we've pointed out, to come out and say that they're for the open internet. They're not for the open internet. I've said time and again that what these companies like Google and Twitter, Facebook are doing is censorship for their political agendas, which happen to coincide with the Democrat Party's political agenda. And they are outsourcing their censorship. Now, under Trump, we have the U.S. and Israel coming up with a list of people that need to be shut down and censored by Twitter. And they are obediently complying, just as they do with orders from Germany or orders from China to do the same sort of thing. And I say that in Germany and in the United States, we should reject such lists and such demands being put on these organizations. Again, understanding that they're the people that are on this list that they're shutting down are people who are terrorists and people who should be shut down for that reason, but not for the reason that they're on a list by the government. That's a very important, it may sound like a distinction without a difference, but it is a very important distinction that needs to be made, because we do not want to institutionalize federal censorship in the same way that China has done it or the same way that Germany has done it. We've got a story on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. Germany to censor media in an upcoming Nazi-style purge. German government will use Hitler-style law to censor people that they think are like Hitler. How's that for irony? Maybe they don't have a term for irony in Germany. You know, they have one for dark joy at other people suffering, you know, Schadenfreude, but maybe they don't have one for irony, but that is essentially what they're doing. They're becoming Hitler in order to shut down Hitler organizations, organizations that they think are racist or have hate speech or whatever. I say that, you know, just as with hate laws, we do not want to let these people become the arbiters of what speech is allowed and what speech is not allowed. And when we look at where this is going, of course, the obvious example is what's going on in Russia as well. There's an article talking about champions of the internet. The fact that these people were coming out proclaiming that they were for open internet. That was simply a competition between different business groups, different trade groups, jockeying for monetary position. It had nothing to do with open internet. And to give you an example, they have one individual who writes for Sputnik News. He also writes for Oriental Review. He also writes for other people. But he's been repeatedly barred from posting on Facebook or others, banned after one of his articles. They didn't like the content. And I'm not even going to tell you what the content is. It doesn't even matter. And I'm not going to tell you what the guy's name is, because that doesn't matter either. Censoring political content, censoring something because you call it hate speech, let that be debated in the public. That is the way that we have free speech. Anything less than that is not free speech. And so when we criticize Iran for censoring the internet, what are we doing? Well, the way that we do it here is the same way that we censor third parties in debates. We let an independent third party group do it, just as Obama did. And of course, the people at Facebook, Google, Twitter are politically allied with Obama. So they put out the, they shut down any values that are contrary to, the Democrat Party. That's the way that they roll. And then the government, in their particular case, can say, we're not censoring anybody. We don't have any lists. It's the Trump administration that has lists of people who are mass murderers and they don't want their tweets to go out, or people who are terrorists and they don't want their tweets to go out. And I agree. I would agree with them if they were to shut it down because these people were mass murderers. That's a different thing than saying, I don't like your speech, or I don't like your politics. But that's not the way that they are applying this. All right. We don't have enough time to play this video. Maybe you guys can roll this. Well, let's play a little bit of this video. This is something that just came out of a body cam. And this is a cop, and this is something that is very similar to the guy who was crawling on his hands and knees, begging the officer not to shoot him in the hotel. A white man. Let me point out, this was a white man. So we can get all of this black and white stuff out of the way. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the fact that we have lost control of our police in many cases, and we don't have the willingness in many of our police departments or district attorneys to purge the individuals who conduct this kind of stuff out. And what you saw there was the back of the police officer who killed a man who was not doing anything. He shot him with a beanbag shotgun. But just as we see with the tasers, that they're high-tech electronic whips, you can kill somebody with a beanbag shotgun. You shoot them at close range, in the chest or in the head, at close range, and you kill that individual. Now, this guy didn't have his body cam on when you saw that. He had been referred to somebody, had called the police on him, said they thought he had a weapon. He didn't have a weapon. He was complying with the officer's demands, walking toward the officer. The officer shot him anyway, and the officer decided that he would not take his body cam with him. So you saw some body camera footage from other people, which is not exactly conclusive. But can we have a discussion about how to control the police and how to get the bad actors out of the police without bringing
vitamin racism? Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
2017 has been a earth-shaking year. And 2018, guaranteed, is even going to be wilder. In fact, my good friend Stefan Molyneux said it's going to be like the Battle of the Gods, Ragnarok. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why, thanking you for all your support, we are extending free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com into early January and the massive 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items. So ladies and gentlemen, whether it's colloidal silver or Brain Force or Myco ZX or Floralife, they're now back in stock. They're all massively discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of it. right through the new year in a salute to the InfoWarriors and into a thanks to all of you that have made this operation possible. From myself, the entire InfoWars crew, thank you for your support. Thank you for bringing America back from the edge of death. And thank you for standing against the globalists and their bullying garbage.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It seems to me like we went to war in a desert with no declaration. And we're going to talk about that, as well as some good news, I think, on abortion and looking back at the past year with President Trump saving some American lives. But still, many people dying in Iraq as well as in Syria. Did we win in Syria? I mean, it certainly looked like it for a moment there, but now we're hearing from the military-industrial complex that no, we're not done. We're not done. We're going to be there for quite some time yet to come. So we're going to take a look at that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our most popular products, 50% off or more, plus free shipping. We have 67% off, for example, with a Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver product. And, you know, that's something that is very important to have this time of year. Silver is something that is can be very effective, not just against bacteria, but also against viruses. I always take Silver Bullet with me whenever I travel, because you never know what you're going to be exposed to. And it's a stressful time, too. And this is a stressful time, as you see the freezing temperatures around the country, the many of your friends and neighbors who have flu and cold. So that's something that is 67% off plus free shipping. Some of our most popular products are also 50% off plus free shipping. Things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, 50% off and free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, where you can get the same effect as you would with B12 injections, but without the shot. 50% off and free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, where you can take vitamins and minerals without swallowing a lot of pills. That's a great way to get your vitamins and minerals. That is now 50% off plus free shipping. All of our Super Blue products, 50% off and free shipping. That's things like our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with nano silver, as well as the mouthwash. And then some of our newest products, Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off with free shipping. The Real Red Pill, Cellforce, Alpha Power, those new products, 50% off plus free shipping. A great time to try these new products. I know that once you try them, you'll become a regular customer. That's why we're putting those at a discount right here at this time. Part of our New Year sale, free shipping on many products and discounts up to 67% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, as I said before, you know, we had hoped that we would have had a victory with ISIS. We ran them out of Raqqa and shut down their physical headquarters there. Of course, then as that happened, people were concerned. Have these people just relocated to Western Europe and to the United States to lash out in terror attacks? But it may not even be over in Iraq and Syria. We now have James Mattis, our Secretary of Defense, declaring that victory over ISIS by both Iraq and Syria, along with Russia, are not having an impact on U.S. military policy in that region. He insisted on Friday that the war is not over. No, it will never be over. We're going to have to do something about the military-industrial complex. I mean, maybe we'll never summon the will to do anything about it. Maybe it'll just collapse on its own. That's what Ron Paul thinks is going to happen. It will collapse eventually. But it just keeps going. And all we ever do is add more wars. This is what he's saying. He says, Mattis in particular, this is coming from Zero Hedge. It's, he says, Mattis has been keen to talk up the idea of an ISIS 2.0 emerging in the areas that ISIS has been expelled from. He seems to be presenting this as not just an open-ended deployment, and maybe we should say employment, right? Employment for the military-industrial complex, but an open-ended war against an ever-changing collection of enemies, and Syria in particular. This is likely to mean a shift away from Islamist rebels and toward pro-government militias. That's been the issue all along, hasn't it? Regime change. And it was told to us a decade ago. Yeah, we got these countries lined up and we're going to go, Wesley Clark said that we're going to go right down this list of countries and we're going to take them out. We're going to create chaos. And they're still working on that. Still working on regime change. They created the ISIS puppets. They armed them. They equipped them. Using McCain and other people to run that. And then Trump shut down the CIA program that would arm these ISIS surrogates. But now Mattis is saying, no, we're going to still keep staying there. And we've got some new enemies we're going to fight there. Just keeps going. And another article on Zero Hedge by Caitlin Johnston said, the U.S. empire is running the same script with Iran that we've seen run with Libya and Syria. They took a look at a May 17th memo, and this was also reported by Politico. And the memo says, the U.S. should use human rights as a club against its adversaries. You know, people like Iran, China, and North Korea. But when it comes to our allies that are very repressive, the Philippines, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, we don't complain about human rights there. They said, allies should be treated differently and better than our adversaries. So, we're not going to complain about human rights when it's the violations are done by allies. It's only when our enemies are doing that. Good luck with that. I think people are going to be, it's going to be very obvious, that hypocrisy. And if we look at the death toll here, 36,898 people killed in Iraq this last year. 8,753 wounded last year. That's 9,000 civilians killed, another 6,600 civilians wounded. That's the cost of our foreign policy. And Ron Paul points out, he said, the U.S. is on the verge of a system-wide collapse, just like we saw from the Soviet Union in 1989. He said the big opening for us, and by that he means people who advocate not going to war, not having an empire, people who are libertarian in their orientation. The big opening for us is the fact the system is coming apart. We're on the verge of something like happened in 89 when the Soviet system collapsed. I'm just hoping that our system comes apart as gracefully as the Soviet system. They said we have ownership in these countries, part of this global empire that the U.S. military has created. It's not quite like the way the Soviets did it. I think our stature in the world and our empire will end, and that's when hopefully the doors will open and people say, hey, maybe these libertarians have some kind of an answer to this. He said this whole system, and it's true, the military-industrial complex is an illusion. It's a bubble, he calls it. He says it's built on corporate, personal, and governmental debt that will never be paid back. It is a bubble economy. And he says in many, many different ways, it is going to come unglued. You know, we talk about different bubbles. Everybody was talking about, oh, Bitcoin, oh, that's a bubble. We've got bubbles in our pension systems. We've got a stock market bubble that is continuing to go, and that's probably going to continue to go for quite some time, as at least a few more months, as Gerald Slinty pointed out. You got big corporations like Apple that are going to be repatriating their capital to the United States, and they'll probably invest it in their own stock. And that'll probably perpetuate that bubble. But there's also a military-industrial complex bubble. Think about that. Think about that military-industrial complex bubble. How many wars are we going to be able to keep? For how long? almost the entire 8 years of George Bush and the entire 8 years of Obama. Bush was going with like four or five countries. Barack Obama had another two or three, four countries. Ended up with seven countries he was at war with for his entire regime. How about that kind of regime change? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lionel is coming up.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
We have developed with the top firms in the United States powerful 50 billion live organism probiotic Floralife that is so critical to having a healthy gut and a healthy life, and that has changed my life and so many other people's lives. The other part is a compound like MycoZX that has all these key ingredients of organic herbs and other systems that are known to break down this garbage in the body. That's why, as we go through Christmas and now into the new year, we're extending the free shipping and 50% off on all our best-selling items while supplies last. You can also get the two products together and get them at 50% off when you combo them. So popular, sold out for more than 6 months. Now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the t-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan t-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me. And it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake. And then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. Our frequent guest, Emmy Award-winning TV news decoder. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. I hope you had a happy New Year, as well as a nice Christmas. I see that I hope you did. Did I say it? I hope you didn't get your tongue stuck to a pole or something in those freezing temperatures there.
What I do in the privacy of my life, I don't need you shaming me because I'm an LGGGPPPP ragmop. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you didn't get your tongue stuck to a Festivus pole, right? Good. Well, let's talk about what's going on, because we had a lot of news that broke. Some of it, of course, wasn't paid much attention to. Everybody's been talking about what's going on with Iran and other things, but many people didn't talk about the executive order that came out from President Trump, where he's extending these RICO statutes and stuff, or the tweets about the deep state. So, I mean, what do you think? There's been a lot of news that's come out since we last talked.
I have had so much fun talking about my new favorite QAnon, 8chan, the executive order, which has people freaked out of their minds. And I love it because all of a sudden now think about this. He says, I'm issuing an executive order. Why he has to do this, I have no idea. This says we're going to seize assets for any organization or corporations or cabals or individuals who are involved in human trafficking and the like. Next thing you know, Eric Schmidt from Google quits. I'm out of here. Wait a minute. Why? That's it. I'm out. See ya. Well, why would you be involved in that? It doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, have you seen the total number, David, of CEOs who have quit? I mean, just this year alone?
Well, and also Laureate education, you know, the pay for play scheme that they had. They did an IPO earlier this year, and now you've had everybody at the top, including the founder, including Robert Zoellick, who's with the World Bank. All these guys have fled that organization because they see that ship going down along with the rest of the Clinton schemes that they've got out there.
And when they went, and the fact that they wasted their time with Trump University. But here is this thing. Yeah. When you have Eric Schmidt, I mean, who is this guy? Eric Schmidt, you know, when I think of, who is it, Larry and Sergey or whoever, these fronts for Google. Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's like Zuckerberg. You think the dude with the hoodie and the t-shirt, you think he's running it? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Probably the Incatel guys that are pulling the strings in the background.
I mean,
right?
This is ridiculous. But the idea of this came from and how he was involved in not only that, but remember CrowdStrike, and then CrowdStrike went eventually to Perkins Coie, and the money was laundered to the Seattle firm, and then it was a dossier gate. And he's there. He's this integral person. Plus, gaming the news systems. And you know, David, here's the interesting thing. Up till now, people have been able to say, "Listen, don't try to give us any First Amendment arguments because we're just a private company. We're just a private company. Google, Twitter, we're just a private. We're not the government. We're not like the Air Force. You know, we're not the government." Well, when you find out and you know for a fact now that basically deep state money, and I love deep state. Now everything is deep state. Sounds like a great barbecue place, doesn't it? Deep state. You've heard
deep
of Hill
steak.
Country?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. But when you have these folks who provided the seed money, and basically DARPA created Google, and Google acts as a throttle, as a way of shelving and hiding and killing news, you're going to see a very likely argument made by some very clever lawyer that there is, in fact, enough entanglement to show that Google is the government, and therefore they are now subject to the parameters and the protections of the First Amendment, which would be even more delicious. But then you've got him, and then you've got this idea of election collusion. Let's go back. Forget the Russians. Let's look at this one. Let's look at Google. And then let's go and look at Google with the Atlas program and Boston Dynamics and these robots and death. You know, Google, they make it sound like it's this quaint little search engine. It's chaos. It's evil. It's every conceivable nefarious sci-fi bad guy. in the imagination of mankind, and that's who he is. And
yeah, they don't even need IncuTel anymore. They don't even need the CIA's venture capital firm. They got Google. Google, when they had the DARPA competition for robots, they had their own entry, but they had others that were out there like Boston Dynamics that were better. So they just bought all the competition. You know, if you can't beat them, buy them. That's what they do with everybody. And, and they have become inextricably linked with these people.
You know, I got to tell you another thing too, just sort of kind of a side or tangential note. You know, I love this. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is so great. I never thought, I don't know what I thought. But the other day when the president tweeted, crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedi, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocols. She put classified passwords into the hands of foreign agents. Remember sailors' pictures on submarine? Jail. Deep State Justice Department must finally act also on Comey and others. And did you hear somebody ask, are you suggesting that all of the 118,000 members of the Department of Justice are part of this super cryptic conspiracy deep state? Why they didn't say, or Sarah didn't say, no, you know I'm not saying that. I know nobody thinks that, but we're talking about the same DOJ deep state that has provided for these rancid news. We're not talking about some frontline career politician or a prosecutor or FBI agent. Can you believe how they went in and Newsweek went into this? Well, they write the deep state is part of a theory claiming that a shadow government is trying to control the United States from within.
Who'd ever think that, right? You know, Trump made that very clear when he talked about the FBI's reputation being in tatters as he was on his way to addressing rank-and-file FBI agents, you know, Quantico, right? So he's making a distinction between the corrupt leadership at the top and the rank-and-file members, but they choose not to pay any attention to that distinction.
But I wish somebody would sit there and say, do you mean that you work for, where were you, CNN? I forget who it was, CNN or whatever. You mean to tell me you work for a news organization? And let me see if I've got this straight. You're asking me what the deep state is? Do your bosses know you're here? How did you get your job? Do you, what's the word? Oh, yes, read? I mean, this naivete, this feigned, you know, I do declare I'm just offended by no, are you kidding me? Deep state, what did J. Edgar Hoover call the FBI, the SOG, the seat of government? I mean, come on. You have to be in a coma.
Well, yeah, it was Truman who said, we don't want a Gestapo in this country. And under J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI is tending in that direction. But they pretend not to understand this because they're the PR arm of the deep state, CNN, the establishment media.
It is so wonderful. You know, just when I think that Trump said, you know, I'm thinking maybe he needs to work a little bit on his kind of acting presidential. Then I say, No. Brute force, this candor is so refreshing, and I love it. Now, I've got to tell you one thing, and I was telling somebody. I know this is terrible to say.
Hang on to that thought. You're going to tell us something right after we come back from the break. So we'll leave that hanging as a teaser for everybody, so you don't go away. Lionel's going to be right back with that thought on his mind. Stay with us. I'm David Knight, and Lionel will enlighten you as we return. Stay with us.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got Lionel with us. And just as we were going to the break, something had occurred to Lionel, and we've all been waiting through the break to find out exactly what that is. So go ahead, Lionel. You've got it. What was what did that remind you of?
I forgot. It was a good thought. It was a great idea. No. By the by, how about that Stephen Stills? Tell me that's not the song you have to play whenever you're doing anything about the 60s of Vietnam War, Ken Burns. It's
so evocative.
It is just, for what it's worth, is it. Now, a couple of things about Iran. Now, David, my first thought is whenever I watch anyone on mainstream media news, they are the reverse bloodhound. Wherever they go, I go the other way. They're going in the wrong direction. So they're saying, okay, we need, they're the bad guys. All right. Did you see the number of false, talk about fake news, not really fake news, but Twitter accounts and postings getting Bahrain protests, peaceful protests, getting it wrong about a woman not wearing her hijab when there is no law against it. I mean, everything, all of it wrong. Now, the MEK, this is the group, another one for us, right? Now we got another group, the Mujahideen El-Khalq. And this is from the Rajavis. And this was a group that was considered a terrorist organization, inclined to overthrow Iran, whatever. But we considered it a terrorist organization until 2012 or so, when Hillary Clinton basically decertified them. They're not a terrorist organization anymore. They were, but not anymore. So we have something, we have this breakout, this riot about either deregulation or something about banks. It grows out of proportion. Okay, fine. Is that our business? When they tell me, and I have Samantha Power saying, it is time for us to stand behind the brace. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Hold it. You're for this? Yeah, okay. It's an inside job. It's a coup. It's us. It's them. It's somebody. I don't believe anything anybody tells us. David, can you imagine? And I'm not defending Iran. But we've got, and you said it today this morning brilliantly, we have a lot of problems here in River City. We have our own infrastructure problems. We have problems here. And I'm sure it's worth a lot of attention. But you know what? This is Iran's problem, maybe. What if somebody looked at a Black Lives Matter, let's say, riot or protest or something. Let's say Iran did this and said, we've got to help these freedom fighters. We're going to help them. We're going to seed them, fund them, arm them, recruit them, help the Black Lives Matter. We would say, you're going to what? First of all, who are you involved? We're spreading freedom. We're helping that. This is a splinter group. This is hardly a nationwide. Well, that's not the way we see it. How do we know? By seeing a 30-second snippet, what the tenor is, the depth, the intricacies, the history of any kind of a riot or protest in Iran is all about? Do we have any idea of what we're even talking about?
Well, just look at this whole Russiagate thing, okay? We're supposed to, this Russiagate, be upset because the Russians bought $100,000 worth of Facebook ads or whatever. They tampered with our election. We overthrew the government of Iran in 1953. We put in a despot there. They certainly remember that, okay? And he had secret police. You went to USF with me. You remember the riots that were there, not the riots, but the demonstrations. So people had to wear hoods over their heads because they were worried about the secret police that our CIA had trained. And then they had, in 2009, they had George Soros and then the State Department at that time working to overthrow Iran. So it's not like this is some kind of a crackpot theory like the Russiagate stuff. We've actually done this. So you can understand their skepticism and distrust. And I feel sorry for the people of Iran because they got a much worse system under the Ayatollahs than they had even under our CIA puppet, the Shah of Iran. But,
But David, you know what? It's their country.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sorry. And it's like, you know what? Hey, listen. You know, when they say, and you hear people go, look at this guy, whatever he's wearing. Well, who is this Rouhani with his hat and his robe and his coat? You mean like the Pope? Wait a minute, that's different. Wait a minute. That's different. And these women wearing the veils, like Mother Teresa? Wait a minute, that's different. Why is this? We look at this and we say, look at these poor women subjugated. What if they want to wear a veil? Who are we to impose? You know, George W. Bush, when he was running against Gore, he was saying some things. Now you watch in retrospect, he says, what is it? Is it our job to tell somebody about regime change and the like? And speaking of Russiagate, did you hear the latest one? You're going to love this. Papadopoulos, while getting drunk with some Australian, told him that the Russians had dirt on Hillary. He's like, are you still at that? Remember the great Dan Hitchin?
Did you hear the one about the Papadopoulos and the Australian diplomat going into a bar, right?
Two guys walking to a bar.
That's the basis of Russiagate.
Remember this? Yeah. What is this, a joke? Anyway, remember the great Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks who sang, "How could I miss you if you won't go away?" Well, that's Hillary Clinton. What are you doing? They are planning. 2018 is going to see the final denouement, the end. If she is not brought up on charges, because let me tell you what I think is happening. The real deep staters, the big shots, the ones that QAnon talked about, the Soroses, the Rothschilds, and Saudis, I mean, banksters, are they saying, listen, Mr. Trump, you do whatever you've got to do with Hillary. We're done. Donna Brazil, we already put that book out, which we had written. Before, that was a hint, Hillary. We've had it. You're drawing. Do you remember, David, in 1971, here, not too far from me, in Columbus Circle, a guy named Joe Colombo, head of the Colombo crime family, was shot. And one of the reasons why a lot of the other members, the other leaders, the bosses of other families said, Joe, you're drawing too much attention. Enough with this Italian human rights and civil rights stuff. What are you doing? We're a secret organization. We're the mafia, for God's sakes. What are you doing? Okay. Hillary.
Yeah, the Clintons blew that secret. And so it's looking like they've extended the RICO statute to multinational organizations and then listed 13 people at the bottom of it, 6 of them with close ties to the Clintons. So, I mean, it looks like a kind of RICO statute prosecution of the Clinton crime family to me is what
including
it looks like.
Including this Gambian, they're mentioning people in particular, but you can see a lot of people, and I think Trump will be smart enough to say, hey, deep staters, yeah, you getting tired of her? Yeah. Do you still have any ties her? No, we're done. Because they are so PO'd at her. Hillary, you told us you were going to win. We're Goldman Sachs, but we're writing these $250,000 checks for these god-awful speeches because you told us you were going to win. And we were saying this money pay for play. This is bribery. You know what you put us up? Because you were going to win. And this laureate business and the Clinton Foundation, yep. Clinton Global Initiative, Clinton Health Access Initiative, run Baxi, watered down AIDS. What about the Haitians, $10 billion? This is an unprosecuted cabal, coven, this talk about a racketeering rat's nest. Hillary, we did this because you told us. You didn't tell us you were sick. You didn't tell us.
Lionel, did you see what happened to Bill Clinton when he went on Twitter and said, hey, send us your donations and I'll match. It's like maybe 2-1 or 3-1. I'll match it, you know, because he's got all this cash from his Russian speeches. I'll match it. And the blowback that he got on Twitter, people are aware of it. You're talking about the Colombo guy. Perfect analogy, because people understand the cover of this crime family has been blown. And the rest of the people who have tangential relationships with it want to get their distance, want these people to go away.
But see, and I think finally we're going to see this in 2018. We're going to see somebody saying, you know, that's enough out of you. And Hillary, here's what happened. Speaking of the mob, Hillary will get the Sicilian flu. Here's her way out. She's going to get ill. She's been laying the groundwork, whether Fresnel lenses, the Don Was glasses, the 9/11 being thrown into the back of the van like a side of beef. They're going to indict her or charge her. She'll be too sick to stand trial. That's what she's been laying the groundwork. It's called the Sicilian flu. Remember when the old mobsters all of a sudden had heart attacks and doctors coming in and all of a sudden they couldn't make it anymore? This is it, because they have.
With any luck, Lionel will have her do the same thing that Serbian guy did when he's take a bunch of poison and say, well, you could have had me as president, you know, and take a dose of poison.
Well, what I'm saying is what we're seeing right now is something that so confounds, you know, common sense. Because, David, look, if she's not charged with anything, look, what are they going to charge Harvey Weinstein with? Something? What is it?
All right. That's all the time we've got. Thanks, Lionel, for joining us. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, @LionelMedia. And that's it for our broadcast. Thank you for joining us.